Great. Well, if you want to open your Bibles again, we're back in the part we were in last time. I stood up. Psalm 46. So again, roughly in the middle of the Bible. Psalm 46. And the question we want to ask today, one of the questions we should be asking whenever we look at the Bible is, what is God like? And you might have all sorts of ideas about that. What God is like. That's all right, don't worry. Maybe you don't really like God. You might be a bit fed up with him. You might think he's a bit distant and cold and not very nice. Perhaps some of you have read the Bible and seen what God says about himself. Seen what he says he's like. And you'll have all sorts of ideas as well. You'll know that God is love. God is good. God is a father. God is all sorts of things. But what does this psalm, this song, tell us God is like? This is a psalm. It's an old song written by a Jewish bloke to be sung by all God's people. And it points us towards what God is like. What it says God is like is he's like a fortress. Now, if you've got clipboards and you want to be drawing this, maybe draw a fortress. Everyone know what a fortress is? A fortress is like a big, strong wall that goes all the way around you, like a castle, so that nothing can attack you. So, picture it there. You're in the middle of it, and you've got this big, strong wall all the way around you. You might have, at some point in your life, filled one out of cushions. Maybe you'll go home, you'll get all the cushions off the sofa, drag all the chairs around, and you'll build this big fortress you can hide inside. If you haven't done that, when you go home, ask your parents, can we go rip all the cushions off the sofa, build a big fortress, and we'll hide in it? Oh, and Batstone, that's for you as well. I know you're going for lunch with your parents. When you go home, say, Dad, can we please rip all the cushions off the sofa and build a big fortress? So imagine that. But the problem with that is, it's not very strong. It might feel really safe, but it's not very strong. So when you draw your fortresses now on your pieces of paper, don't draw them as if they're built out of cushions. They're built out of big, strong rocks. And so this psalm says that God is like a fortress. He's safe and he's strong. And he's covered all around us. But you'll say to that, the problem is life is scary, isn't it? And the people singing this song in the first place, they acknowledge that as well. Life is scary. So the people who wrote this song, they're afraid of the sea. The sea is uncertain. It feels unsafe. It's dangerous. They don't really trust it. And they're terrified. And they're afraid that the solid ground they stood on is going to open up underneath them and swallow them up. And the sea is going to come over them. They're terrified. I don't know what you're afraid of, but I'm sure you can acknowledge life is scary. Sometimes it feels like the sea of uncertainty is just coming closer and closer to you. Or it feels like you can't trust anything, not even the solid ground underneath you. Maybe you feel like the whole world is against you. You feel like everybody hates you. Like nothing's good for you. And maybe life feels more than just scary. Maybe life feels completely unbearable. Just can't cope with it. You've got no peace of mind at all. No rest. You haven't had a good night's sleep in years. You're tossing and turning. Your mind is running all over the place. Life is scary. And you can't trust anything. You can't trust anyone. You can't even trust yourself. And this psalm comes to us and tells us that through all of that, we don't need to be afraid. Through all of that, you don't need to be afraid. On your drawings, you've got your fortress in the middle. You're inside it. Look at the sea now. Draw the sea coming up and hitting against it. And then draw all your enemies the other side, firing arrows at you. And God says, through all that, you don't have to be afraid. Through all that life throws at you. Because God is with you. A refuge for you. A safe place. He covers you all around. It says you can be safe from everything that is thrown at you, even your own guilt, even your own shame. It says that when you feel guilty and ashamed, and the worst part of that is when people accuse you of things, you know you've done them. You've got no defense of your own. God says here, he will be a shelter for you, a refuge. He'll wrap himself around you so that they can't hit you. They hit him instead. He takes the hit instead of you. But maybe you say, it just feels like I'm losing everything. Everything's just falling apart. Everything's kicking off around me. My life is a mess. Well, the song that God brings to us is this, that when everything's falling apart, he's solid. He's dependable. He won't move. He's not going to wobble around. A safe refuge, a shelter for people like you and me. Maybe you feel flooded with worry and fear. You're anxious about everything. And life just feels like all these things you're afraid of, they just keep coming closer and closer and closer. And it's like the level of the water is rising and rising and rising, and you're just choking out. And God says, through all that, through Jesus Christ, streams of blessing and joy can come to you. And it's not just being happy all the time, and it's not just all these issues are going to go away, but it says that through the trouble of life, you can have a deep and a lasting joy. A joy of knowing that everything you've ever done wrong is forgiven. A joy of knowing peace with God. A joy of knowing that he's your father, you're his child, he loves you and cares for you. A joy of a hope of a future that is bigger and better and brighter than anything else. Anything you've ever seen. Doesn't say that all the rubbish is going to be taken away straight away. But it does say that through it all he'll offer you this great joy. But then some of you will turn to me, I'm sure, and say, that all sounds great, but you don't know me. You've just come in here from Cardiff. You're just swanning around up there. You think you know what's going on. You don't know me. You don't see my life. You don't know the rubbish I have to deal with. You don't know how awful my life can be. You don't know the mess I'm in. You don't know the mistakes I've made. You don't know what other people have done to me. You just don't know me. How can you say that God is good and that I can trust him? How can I trust God in the middle of all this rubbish? How can I trust God when my life is like this? Well, that's something that these people had to deal with as well. And they, as they sing this song, how can we trust God when our lives are in chaos? And the answer they give is this. Look at what he's done. Look at what he's done. If you've switched off for the rest of it, listen to this bit. If you don't feel you can trust God, look at what he's done. It says here, come, behold the works of the Lord. Look at it. He's brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Look at what he's done. Now, for these people, what he's done is he's brought them out against all their enemies. Sometimes these guys have fought armies that are way bigger than them. And miraculously, God has brought them through. Sometimes they've just stood and watched as he's fought for them. But that all feels a bit distant to us, doesn't it? What has God done for you and me? What has he done that we can look at and see that we can trust him? What God has done is this. God has sent his son. And because God has sent his son, you know that he loves you and that he can be trusted. He loves you and he can be trusted. But why would it help to look at what he's done? Well, when you see what he's done, you see what he's like. And what he's like is a God who loves you so much that he gave his own son for you. Because when he sent his son died. He didn't just send him for any old reason. He sent him to die. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hung on a cross and died. He'd done nothing wrong. Never made any mistakes. Never messed up at all. And Jesus Christ hung on a cross and died. for all the things that you and I have ever done. Do you know what God says when you look at what he's done? He says, I love you so much, I would give my own son for you. God loves his son. There's nothing in the whole universe that he loves more than his son. But he loves you so much, he'd give his son for you. But another thing God has done is, he didn't just leave his son dead. Jesus Christ isn't lying in some tomb now. But he raised him from the dead. Do you know what he's proved there? He's bigger and better than anything there is. I did an events week in Chester University a couple of months ago. And one of the questions we asked was, what is the most powerful force in the universe? So I took this giant chalkboard. And I took a giant chalk because we tried it the day before with little chalks and people weren't interested. So we took out giant chalks. People loved it. So we asked, what is the most powerful force in the universe? Do you know what the top three answers were? Money, love, and death. But we talked to people as they put those answers down, and we pushed them a bit further, and they realized, actually, death comes out on top. Because it doesn't matter how much money you've got, it doesn't matter how loving you are, death catches up with you. Do you know what God proves by raising Jesus from the dead? He's bigger and better than the most powerful force in the universe. Nothing can beat him. Nothing can hold him. And so this God, who's bigger and better than anything there is, who's more powerful than anything, this God loves you so much that he'd give his own son for you. How can I trust God when my life is such a mess, when everything's fallen apart? Look at what he's done. What he's done is he's given his son for you. And his son has died. He's died on a cross so that when all the accusations are thrown against you for the things you've done, they hit him instead. It's not that you haven't done anything wrong. It's not that he has done anything wrong. It's that he is completely innocent, but he wraps himself around you like a fortress. So all those arrows, they hit him instead of you. This God loves you so much that he would give his son for you. And he can be trusted because he's beaten even the most powerful force in the universe. The question is, do you trust him? Now, you've seen that you can trust him, but do you trust him? This is not there for everyone. This is there for people who trust him. You know, if you want, you can stand outside the fortress and take the arrows on your own. God asks you to come in and be sheltered by his son. Do you trust him? And then he offers this great promise. He calls you now from the chaos of this life and he says, be still and know that I'm God. Do you know, when I hear that, at first I'm a little bit frightened, a little bit daunted. That sounds terrifying. Be still. I remember growing up, if me and my cousins were really kicking off, it got to a point where no one could control us, so my grandfather walked in and went, that's enough, boys. Straight away, everything stops. We could be going for each other's throats. Grandpa comes in, that's enough, boys. I don't think that's what's being said here. I don't think it's that's enough. I think it's far more gentle than that. God comes to you in the chaos of this life where you don't have any rest, where your mind is running from place to place. You just don't know what to do with yourself. He comes to you and says, be still. Because I'm your God. I'm more powerful than anything that comes against you. And I love you. I'm for you. But will you trust him? Or will you go your own way? You know, you've got two options leaving this place today. You can go your own way. You can do your own thing. You're welcome to do that. And you can take all those things on your own. Face it alone. Or you can come to Jesus Christ now. And even though you've pushed him away for years, even though you've rejected him, resented him, wanted nothing to do with him, he will take you now. Can I urge you lovingly? I don't know you that well, so I can be a bit more direct perhaps. Stop messing about. Come to him now. You might have come along to this place for years and you've seen from a distance what Jesus is like. Come to him now. He offers it to you now. Will you trust him? Two options. Face this life and everything it holds on your own, or come to Jesus Christ, and he will help you. Amen.